Q&A, questions and answers. Note, answers are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question. I'm president of my quorum, so I'm responsible to help plan weeknight activities for my class. It seems that we end up doing the same old things most of the time. What are some things we can do to make our activities more appealing? Answer from the New Era. The fact that you're looking for ways to make your quorum activities more appealing is a sign that you're trying to do your best in your calling. President Gordon B. Hinckley has stressed how important each calling is. Speaking to all the members of the church, President Hinckley said, Your obligation is as serious in your sphere of responsibility as is my obligation in my sphere. Ensign, May 1995, page 71. Understanding the responsibility of your calling may be a bit overwhelming, but you should also be aware of the great opportunity you have to impact members of your quorum with activities you plan. It is easier to influence people who consider you a friend. You should get to know everybody in your quorum. If you are their friend, you will know their interests and needs, and you will be prepared to plan activities they will enjoy. You don't have to think up every activity on your own. Enlist the help of your counselors and involve quorum members. Ask them what they're interested in. If there is a member of your quorum who is less active, involve him in planning an activity that revolves around his interests. The more you involve others in preparing and carrying out activities, the more they will enjoy the activities and want them to be successful. The key to a successful activity lies more in your attitude than in the size of the activity. Your attitude can be contagious. No matter how well an activity is planned, if you go believing the activity won't be fun, you will probably be right. If you want ideas for specific activities, read the New Era regularly to see what Latter-day Saint youth around the world are doing. There are also ideas for activities each month in the Reader's Guide at the back of the magazine. Ask your parents and advisors what activities they enjoyed most when they were your age, and try a few of their ideas. In your search for activities, don't forget the purpose of your quorum and the reason you hold the priesthood. The priesthood is not really so much a gift as it is a commission to serve, a privilege to lift, an opportunity to bless the lives of others. Thomas S. Monson, Ensign, November 1999, page 50. One of the most rewarding activities you can do as a quorum is to serve others. If you can't think of someone in your quorum who needs help, ask your bishop if anyone in the ward could use some assistance. Service projects can be a lot of fun if they are well planned. Perhaps the best service we can give is to share the gospel. Missionary work makes for great activities. If you or one of your quorum members has a friend who might be interested in the church, talk to the missionaries about how you can involve your quorum in sharing the gospel with that friend. The Lord will help you in your calling if you seek help in prayer. Also remember to seek the help of your advisors, parents, and other church leaders. Answers from readers. Assign each week of the month a topic such as a service night, career night, sports night, or a fun night. Find out from the members of your quorum what they would like to do for each of the topics. Be creative and have fun. Elder Jared Shammai, age 20, England, Birmingham Mission. By having everyone in your quorum participate in planning meetings, each person will have the opportunity to contribute new ideas. Sometimes when only one person does all the planning, the activities won't always appeal to everyone. If you allow others to share their interests, you are bound to have a variety of fun activities. From Natasha Reeves, age 13, Pearland, Texas. I was the president of my class, and I know how you feel. I prayed about it and asked my leaders what I should do. Try asking the people in your class what they think would be fun. The Lord and your leaders will help you decide what to do. Candace Watcott, age 15, Salem, Utah. Always ask opinions of others and then follow through with their suggestions. And let people help with the responsibilities. Don't be the only one in charge. It's always important to remember others and their feelings, so make sure you listen. Mikhail Riley, age 13, Layton, Utah. Hold a planning meeting with each quorum member present. This way you can discuss and plan the upcoming activities with everyone's input. Elder Shay Ludwig, age 19, California, Roseville Mission. Sidebar. In the great tradition of the church, there must continue to be recreation and social and cultural enjoyment. What I am saying is that there can and should be a balance and a blending of service and recreation. Every activity, even a project in which physical work is done, can be great fun. Spiritual experiences can be built into everything we do. Bishop Victor L. Brown, 1914 through 1996, from the Ensign, November 1975, pages 66 through 67. End of sidebar. What do you think? Send us your answer to the question below, along with your name, age, and where you are from. Please include a snapshot of yourself that is 1.5 by 2 inches, 4 by 5 centimeters, or larger. Send them to Q&A, New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Question. I think I have a testimony, but sometimes I have doubts. Does that mean I really don't have a testimony? What should I do? Please respond before October 1st, 2001. End of the section. Q&A, questions and answers. New Era poster.